Braun had prepared a written list of the problems she'd caused him. He pulled a piece of paper out of his pocket and started reading. The agents she'd told not to work with him. The ABC employees ordered not to speak to him. He continued for 5 minutes. Iger grew increasingly agitated. "Are you saying you quit?" he asked Braun. "I'm saying this isn't going to work. It's my duty to say this. You decide how to handle it." "This meeting is over," Iger announced. That afternoon, Braun and Bloomberg met with Howard Stern, who was pitching a new show. The meeting went well. It was actually fun. It reminded Braun why he was in the television business. "Stu, this is what it will be like if Jamie is gone. I don't understand why you defend her. She undermines you."
"What do you mean?"
Braun filled him in on the threats Tarsus had made to agents if they dealt with Bloomberg rather than her. "Call the one agent you trust," Braun urged him. "Call and ask if this is true." Bloomberg called Iger that night. "She's got to go," he said. Tarsus was fired with 2 years remaining on her contract and resigned on August 27th, bringing to a close a tumultuous 2 years. "I can't tell you how happy I am," she told the Los Angeles Times. The movie sensation of 1999 looked like it was going to be The Blair Witch Project, an independent horror film that opened that summer. M. Night Shyamalan was dismayed that it would swamp his film The Sixth Sense, which got pushed forward to August from the fall and had a modest marketing campaign that drew little attention to the fact that a major star like Bruce Willis was in the film. The Sixth Sense opened on August 6th to generally strong reviews, though the New York Times critic hated it. Most critics were careful not to give away any of the surprise twists Shyamalan had been so careful to work into the screenplay. It was the number one film its opening weekend, attracting the usual crowd of 18 to 34-year-old fans of the horror genre. But then, old-fashioned word-of-mouth took over, a phenomenon so rare that it was practically forgotten in Hollywood. As New York Post critic Rod Dreher pointed out, "I can't remember the last time so many people stopped me cold to tell me how knocked out they had been by a movie. Grown men relate stories of having trouble sleeping. Audiences can't get enough of this movie, and they're telling their friends and family about it." The Sixth Sense was ultimately nominated for 6 Academy Awards. Completed at a cost of $35 million, it earned just under $300 million in the United States alone, the most successful live-action film in Disney's history. David Vogel had been right when he told Eisner that he'd left Disney with one of its biggest pictures. Vogel hadn't found another job and had pretty much stopped looking. He had decided he no longer wanted to rely on the Machiavellian instincts he found necessary to continue as a movie executive. A few studio people called to congratulate him on the film's enormous success, but he heard nothing from any of the top Disney executives, including Eisner, Roth, and Schneider. Of course, Vogel was one of the few people who knew that Disney had sold off the profits to Spyglass and would earn only a 12.5% distribution fee. He wondered what Eisner thought now. In September 1999, Eisner summoned Steve Bornstein to an urgent meeting, saying he needed Bornstein to step in and run Disney's floundering